It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 4, or if you want to look at it from the numbers perspective, as we're going to be talking about here in just a minute, number 48.
Yep.
Number nice. 48.
Yep.
A number that you don't associate with a lot of great athletes, but there are some out there. Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver, he was car number 48, one of the, probably the most famous NASCAR drivers out there.
And that's for sure a sport.
Well,
yeah,
okay. I've debated people on that, but I've always wondered. I just made a trip to Myrtle Beach and back, and it tests your bladder. I always wondered how those races test people's bladders and things like that. So maybe there's an athletic aspect, there.
Well, I can tell you two things: one, going 200 miles an hour around those curves, I'll scare it out of you. Secondly, it's hot in those cars.
It is.
Yeah.
There's no AC.
There's no AC in those cars.
There's no music. No AC. So it's not my kind of joyride.
Yeah, that's right. As no fun is it. If you're gonna go fast, you got to have some music.
Yeah, there. That's right.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be all right.
If they had those cars going around with big old speakers. Just blaring out what their favorite music was. Yeah,
that's great.
I think that'd be amazing. Great.
Yeah.
Cowboy fans love this one. Moose Johnston.
Yeah.
Number 48.
Yeah.
And one of the best fullbacks, probably one of the best 10 or 12 fullbacks of all time, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, with what they did team-wise, the fullback in their offense at that time was basically an extra lineman.
Yes.
For most, but I mean, when he got
But he was very athletic. He could catch a ball out of the backfield.
Right.
When you needed a yard or two, he was a good guy to get the yard or two. Yeah. He was kind of a leader on that team as well in the locker room and things like that. And I think he's doing some commentating now.
Yeah.
So he knows the game.
Yep, he sure does.
Someone who's kind of obscure on the list, but a guy I have much respect for, Rick Ruschel, old Cub pitcher, old Pirate pitcher, may have pitched for other teams as well. If he'd have played for anybody that won, he'd probably be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think his lifetime ERA is like 3.21, something like that. But he played for teams where he couldn't accumulate a bunch of wins. He was one of the best hitting pitchers of all time. I remember him hitting several home runs, hitting in the nine hole for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So, and I think there was even a game where they hit him eighth ahead of one of their position players, which with the Pirates, that don't surprise you a whole lot.
And that position player wasn't there the next year.
That's right.
But anybody else? Because, I looked for Razorbacks. I couldn't find them.
Jacob DeGrom.
Okay.
Another really good pitcher.
Yeah.
A pretty impressive list at 48.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to say my favorite is going to be Moose.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
There'll be many people's favorites who's listening.
Yeah. Just want to talk a minute about our process as we do these podcasts on a weekly basis. We've added two teams this year. That makes eight teams. We feel like that's going to make these podcasts extraordinarily long, especially for the radio as we play them on Friday nights before football games and things. So what we're going to do is we're going to separate the podcast, and we're going to do it by counties.
Mm-hmm.
We have four counties represented, and we're going to take two on one podcast, two on the other podcast. And so if you're looking for your team, make sure you read down into the title to see where your team's name is, because they're not going to be on both podcasts.
That's right.
There'll be one for Little River
and Sevier,
and there'll be another one for Howard and Polk.
Yep.
And so we're going to do that, and we hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
That's right.
You can comment on Facebook.
There's nothing keeps anybody from listening to both of them.
No, you can listen to all of them you want.
We'd love for you to listen to all of them. And tell the sponsors you're listening to all of them too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yes, all the sponsors are going to be on both of them.
Absolutely.
We're going to make sure, we have awards. Mm-hmm. The awards are going to be on both of them.
Yes.
And we just want to make sure we're trying to do this to make it time out better.
That's right.
For everything. So you won't have to listen to 2 hours of podcast if you want to listen to get to the national stuff that we talk about.
I think it's a win-win for Nashville fans or DeQueen fans. You get to listen to your own podcast. For Southwest Arkansas sports fans, you get to listen to both.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That works great.
Yeah. All right.
So just give us your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.
Go on Facebook, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Drop a like and like the video. Let us know that you're listening to it and let us know what you think about it.
You excited?
I'm really excited. I'm ready to go,
it's
man.
It's time.
I'm ready to hit somebody.
Well, hit Tyler. Don't hit me.
Don't hit me, man. This is my field. This is my field.
I couldn't take it, man. But, no, it's football season, man.
Yeah, man.
The fifth season. And most teams playing this week, we got one that's off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But most teams are going to play this week, and looks like the weather is going to be nice to them, which is really great for the first game of the year.
Never scared to play in a little bit of rain, right? Just a tiny bit.
Nah. Yeah. If it's that or it's your sweat soaking through because it's 110,
that's right.
I'll take the rain.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Of course, if they run fast, they won't get wet.
That's right.
You got to stand still
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They bust that myth.
Hogs and Razorbacks. Hogs start this week.
Yep.
Herd starts this week.
Yeah.
Alabama A&M. I don't know what their mascot is. I'm ashamed to say.
I don't know. I keep telling people, and they're saying, Alabama's playing A&M.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. But big game in college. Texas and Ohio State.
Well, and Marshall and Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big game for.
Hey, we beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Although the Herd is a 39-point underdog.
And is this not the game Texas and Ohio? Texas is poised to win.
That's the big game of the week.
Yeah, but they're the underdog against.
No. Yeah, they are the.
They're an underdog,
even though they're.
They're number one.
They're number one.
Yeah, but they're the underdog against the number three team, right, who was the national champion last year.
Right.
Beat them in the finals.
Alabama A&M's the Bulldogs.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm glad I know that because I'll get to see a little Bulldog running up down the side of the field.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm excited for football, man.
Yeah.
Real football.
Yeah.
There was a game last week. But it was in Ireland. I don't know what was going on over there.
It was wet. It was a fumble rooski is what it was.
Oh, nice.
Yep. But anyway, everybody basically starting this week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So college football getting underway, high school football, week zero.
Week zero.
We love week zero.
Oh, we love it here.
Thank you, AAA.
I mean, it's really great.
It's really great.
It's great. We love week zero.
Fact, so you're not going to put a petition around this year to eliminate week zero?
We love week zero here at the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Petition to make it week -1.
Oh, man. But anyway, interesting call. And you know, there is a reason they do that.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to go to 11. In the regular season, so they give everybody a week off. So when they start a week early, they got to put a zero in. Which is, whatever.
Listen to last year's first episode.
I will tell you,
that's right.
Putting a zero on there is more confusing than putting an 11 in it.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a AAA.
You got to have a convoluted sense of how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to do it.
Well, somebody probably made a call. Greenwood wanted it to be zero, so it's zero.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make Bryce mad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't forget about that.
I know.
Yeah. Poor little Greenwood. But hey, you
AAA
ready
taking care of Greenwood.
That's right.
You ready to talk about some high school football?
I am.
And let me just say real quick, whether you need a hardworking truck, a family SUV, or something built for adventure, York Gary Autoplex has you covered. With Chevrolet, GMC, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Chrysler all under one roof, you'll find the right fit for your lifestyle. For over 60 years, Scrapper fans have counted on York Gary to go the extra mile, and they're still doing it today. York Gary Autoplex, your home for the ride that fits your life.
It's time to talk about the Nashville Scrappers, Tony, and the Scrappers this week going up against the Magnolia Panthers, who, they've played several times, through the years they played a lot. Recently they've played several times. Magnolia kind of had the best of the Scrappers over the last few years. Beat them last year 26-7. That was at Nashville. You got Coach Brad Cheshire coming back for his first game.
New at Nashville, but very familiar to us. Good friend of the show. Was at the Queen for a while at Murfreesboro, and now back home as a scrapper. And, you know, Nashville to me, playing Lakeside in your scrimmage really sets up well to prepare you for Magnolia.
Mm.
And from what we have heard, Nashville played Lakeside pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, one of the things about Lakeside, now the offenses are going to be different.
Yeah.
Lakeside will throw, they'll throw at you, they'll do whatever. Defenses are going to blitz.
Everybody.
Everybody all the time.
Of course, they were probably vanilla in the scrimmage.
Yeah, well, yeah. A little bit. But they did blitz because Coach Cheshire, you know, we talked about him. We'll hear from him in a minute. But you know, you talk about Magnolia, they may have the best two linebackers in the state.
Yeah.
Playing for them, and plus an all-state defensive back, you know, their offense is where we're going to see what happens, because they, after 1 year in the spread, are going back to the flex bone.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is, of course, you know, we know the 5A South and how rugged it is. Magnolia picked fourth by Hootons in the 5A South.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeside actually picked third.
Yeah.
And I believe they were actually picked third in the state as well. So that tells you a little something about the 5A South. But Magnolia not ducking anybody. Excuse me, Nashville not ducking anybody early.
No, and, you know, one of the things about Nashville, they're going to have a new quarterback this year, you know, a young quarterback. But
DJ Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. New quarterback, right? Okay. Sophomore?
Yeah, yeah. And then from what I hear, he's a total package.
He's he can run. He may be a junior. He's a junior.
He is. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. You got to correct all my stuff. Would you just go ahead and do this?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I'm serious. I'm not. DJ Jefferson, but he hadn't been the quarterback. He's going to play this year, and he's a total.
How blessed is Brad though, just to have a guy like Carson Chambers just around, and DJ Jefferson just around.
Mm-hmm.
that's nice to have.
Yeah. Well, you got some athletes when that happens.
You do.
Right?
Excellent.
And, you know, and defensively, Nashville's got a great defense. I think, you know.
It's going to be a really good ball game.
I think that we're going to see Nashville put it on them this year.
Wow.
I think it's going to be.
At Magnolia.
I think so.
On the grass.
I think so. I think they're going to play a really good game. I think they're going to be. You know, when I say, I don't mean they're going to beat them by 50 points.
No.
But I think that I could see two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Nashville win by single digits, but yeah. I could see that happening as well.
Yeah, because they're going to be able – I mean, they're going to move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, it's just Nashville's offensive line against their defensive line. If they can open up some holes where they can run, then they throw the ball – Magnolia's in trouble.
Yeah.
And you know, as we've seen so many times, if you're running that flex bone, you get behind, it's hard to catch up. Because you can't, you know, there's no big plays there unless somebody just totally misses.
Not designed to have big plays.
No, that's right. That's right. So anyway, I'm going to go out on a little bit out on a limb. I don't really feel it is a big limb, but I think that's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
I think Nashville's going to beat them by a couple of touchdowns. That's what I say.
If it happens, you heard it here first.
That's right.
All right. I'm here with Coach Brad Cheshire of the Nashville Scrappers. Coach, been a long, hot preseason. How'd the players make it through the preseason?
It's been good. You know, we've had to make some minor adjustments when it comes to the heat, just like everybody else across the state. But, you know, I'll say this. We've been blessed with decent weather at certain times, you know. I mean, you know, there's been a couple days that it was just extremely hot. But other than that, it really wasn't that bad. It was warm, but not to the point to where, you know, you were in fear of the safety of the kids, you know. But our kids have handled that well and have continued to embrace that grind and embrace the hard moments and be extremely proud of them, especially through fall camp. You know, we had a good summer, but going into fall camp and being able to push and, you know, obviously we start school a lot earlier than most schools across the state. You know, we started class the first day of fall camp, which was August 4th. And so we got into it, which also helps being in school. You get all your kids to practice. You know, the buses are running. They're getting breakfast. They're getting lunch. And so that's a big positive for you know, any school that starts early like that. I know there's some across the state that do, but that's a big positive for us, being able to get our kids that early and making sure that they're getting breakfast, they're getting lunch, they're eating, they're staying hydrated. So that was huge for our program and our team. But I'll be extremely proud of them early on going into the scrimmage versus Lakeside.
Good. One more question before we get into Lakeside. Any significant injuries going in there that you want to talk about, or everybody in pretty good shape?
Everybody's in pretty good shape. We're pretty much healthy. You know, we've had some bumps and bruises along the way, but we've had a couple kids have just had some, you know, banged up shoulders here and there, but right now, knock on wood, right now we're 100% healthy.
That's great. Well, so moving on, I know y'all had a scrimmage against Lakeside. Lakeside, one of the top 5A teams in the state, seemed to have a really good football team every year. How'd that work out for you?
Well, in Hot Springs, Lakeside is a very good football team and a team that was one touchdown away in the semifinals last year from making the state championship. And so going into it, we knew that they were going to be a tough team and it was going to give us a good opportunity to really see where we are as a team. But, you know, obviously, you know, in scrimmage games, everybody's going to be pretty vanilla. I mean, you know, Lakeside was going to do their base stuff. We're going to do our base stuff. And so there wasn't a whole lot of scheming, but I thought – when you go into those scrimmages, you go into them wanting to get out of them with everybody healthy, one, but you want to have some sort of confidence coming out of them thinking that, hey, you know, this is working. We got a chance. You really don't want to leave there miserable and thinking to yourself, well, what do we have to do to get this right? And I thought when we left there that Tuesday night after Lakeside, I thought, you know, all coaches and kids felt pretty good about it. Obviously, a lot of stuff that we've got to work on and correct and a lot of room for growth. But I thought that I thought it was a very productive scrimmage on both sides of the football for us, offensively and defensively. Obviously, special teams are dead and they're not live. So it's kind of hard to get better in terms of special teams and things of that nature. But overall, I thought it was very productive. I thought our offensive line played extremely well. Lakeside's defense was, with what they do, they're a three-front defense, and they, you know, they slant those guys around, stunt those defensive line. They blitz. They're always bringing five dudes, it seems like. And thought our offensive line did a very good job of picking all that up for you know, first time ever seeing something like that this season. And so I was extremely proud of them. And thought Tucker Dixon at running back ran extremely hard, continues to be the same dude every day. Quarterback DJ Jefferson had a good night. We didn't run him just a whole lot just because quarterbacks are not live during scrimmages. So we didn't run him a whole lot. We didn't turn him loose a whole lot, but he had a good night. He was 15 for 23 for 156 yards and threw a touchdown pass. And that one touchdown reception was caught by Carson Chambers, who had a really good night and made a few catches. But offensively, I thought it was productive for us. And defensively, thought we swarmed around, thought we tackled well. You know, obviously early in the year, you're concerned about tackling and you're not sure, you know, what that's going to look like. But we didn't have a lot of missed tackles. And I thought we tackled well, thought we were physical. We played a full half at the very beginning of a varsity scrimmage. And we were up 10-7 with under 2 minutes to go. And defensively, we played well the whole half, but then we give up a little stalk and go pass concept at the very end that hurt us. And they got down there in the red zone and ended up scoring. So other than that play, we played pretty solid defensively. Thought we played the run well. We had a few pass breakups, which was good. So, like I said, overall, leaving there Tuesday night, I think our kids kind of see what we can be, but we've got to continue to grow and continue to get better at every little thing when it comes to just fundamentals, discipline, technique, and things like that. But we've got to continue to move on offensively, defensively, and be multiple in what we're doing And you get to this point where you're going into the regular season. Now it's time to start setting your kids up for success based on scheme and game planning and things like that. So I'm excited to see what this team continues to do.
Well, man, it just sounds like you got some good work there. You saw a lot of good things, but you still got some things to work on. Nobody got hurt. Sounds like exactly what you want out of a scrimmage. Going and so looking forward now, we're game week now. We're talking as we talk today. You got Magnolia Friday night, and you're going to Magnolia, I believe. And when you look at Magnolia, they're a 5A team, a little bit bigger school than y'all are. Y'all played a lot of games with them at opening up the season, but last year they got the better of Nashville. I believe the score was 26-7. But looking at Magnolia, they finished fourth in their conference, which is 5A South last year, kind of picked the same place this year. Their offense looks like they're going to be rebuilding their entire offense, but their defense looks like it may be their strength. So it'll be a good test for your offense. Looks like to me anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They return, I want to say it's like 8 starters on defense. And so defensively, they're going to be very stout, very tough. And it all starts with Chavis Johnson, who is an inside linebacker for them, who is a top state prospect at linebacker, who has a lot of college offers at this point. He's kind of their bell cow. He makes them go. He's an extremely good player. But you can't take away from the other guy standing beside him, Carmelo McDonald, who's the other inside backer. Both of them are scary and do a very good job. But defensively, they've got some weapons. I think defensive line wise, they're pretty good. They got a defensive end that makes them go up front, bigger kid with a lot of size, physical. They've got speed in the back end. What they do defensively gives offenses fits. They're gonna base out of a 3-front, but then get to a 4-front with a stand up defensive end. But they're gonna play quarters, and then they're gonna play man to man. And they're going to load the box on you. It's going to be hard to run the football on them. And so we've got to do a good job offensively of being multiple in terms of formations and setting them up to get what we need to be able to run the football as well as throw the football. But there's no doubt defensively they're going to be extremely good.
Well, it looks like that. And so, going to be a good test for your offense and to see what you can do against that. I wasn't really going to talk about those linebackers, but I know you being an old linebacker, that's where you're going right off the bat. So, but they they do have some really good linebackers. Johnson, like you said, all-state linebacker. They got a defensive back, Caleb Roach, also all.
Yes.
So they got some good – like I said, it's going to be a good test for your offense. See where you are. Like you said, DJ didn't get to run the football a whole lot, which is one of his strengths. I think that's probably going to be a good test for him against those linebackers and that secondary and defense of Magnolia.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And when you flip, you turn it around and you talk about Magnolia's offense, they're changing everything. What they did last year is not comparable to what they're doing this year. Offensively, they're going foot to foot, double wing football. So it's foot to foot, double wing power football, and it's going to be gap scheme. There's not any veer or midline based involved, but it's power, it's sweep, it's fullback belly, double handoff, cross buck counter plays. So it's They have really good size up front. We were able to watch their scrimmage last Friday. They went down to Northwestern, Louisiana, and scrimmaged them. And Magnolia was very successful last Friday versus Northwestern. But offensively, they're really big up front, good size, and they just lean on you. So we've got to do a good job defensively of holding our ground, not getting pushed. And this is one of those offenses that they're just trying to get 3 to 4 yards. If they get 3 to 4 yards, they'll hold the football from you for a whole quarter. And, that's kind of what their style of play is this year, is we're going to hold the football from you and we're going to frustrate you and they've got a really good defense, and they expect their defense to, to make a lot of stops. And, you know, in their mind, we're going to go win games 14-7, you know, and that's not to say that their offense ain't going to score a lot of points, but it's one of those offenses that, you know, they can take up the whole first quarter if you allow them to. And so, you know, we big test for us defensively this year, just being able to defend that double wing offense.
Yeah, so it's going to, and it's not, it's going to be a physical game. It's not going to be a finesse game with them now, so y'all going to have to man up on defense and just sit there and stop them, or they're going to take 3 yards every play, and they'll just take as much time as it takes.
That's right.
Yeah, and so anything you want to talk about with your team as far as going into this week?
Well, you know, it's like I've told my team over and over and over, you know, and I guess you could say the same for every team going into their first regular season game. This game, this Friday, is really going to come down to who had the better offseason and who had the better summer training program. You know, it's going to come down to who's in better shape, who's tougher mentally and physically, and who turns the ball over the least amount of times. You know, that's really what it's going to come down to, and who makes the least amount of mistakes. So we're going to have to be the more disciplined football team on Friday, and you know, that's something that we preach every single day in practice, and so you know, I feel good about our kids being prepared for that moment, but it's going to come down to situational football, and we've got to make sure that our kids are prepared. You know, before we get to Friday, we've got to play the game Monday through Thursday and make sure that our kids are prepared for every single situation that they may face on Friday night. But I'm excited. I know our kids are excited. I look forward to having a good crowd there Friday night as we go to Magnolia. And, you know, this is a game that I look forward to. You know, if you look at the past scores, I mean, we picked up this non-conference game with Magnolia back in 2022. And 22, 23, and 24, Magnolia's, they've won all three. And, you know, you go back to probably the last time prior to 2022 that Nashville and Magnolia lined up and played football against each other. You can probably go back and look at early 90s, maybe, but maybe into the 80s. And, you know, Magnolia was really good at that time. And I'm going to say that, the win-loss column, Magnolia's favored, you know, out of all those years. So, you know, this is a game that Nashville has always – we've always struggled with, and we've really never won. And so, you know, we got a little chip on our shoulder, and gives us an opportunity to go fight for something bigger than ourselves and go over there and try to win a big game and give us a little confidence boost moving forward.
Matt, that sounds great. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me about Magnolia and about where the Scrappers are this week. We look forward to talking to you next week about a Scrapper victory.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate y'all, and thank you for allowing me to promote our school and our football program, and thanks for all that you do for the local schools in this area.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Excited to follow the Scrappers this year. And guess what? If you need reliable poultry equipment and service, look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next to McDonald's. They carry all the brands that you know and trust. Big Dutchman for feeders, drinkers, nesting and ventilation. Roxel for the industry leader in automated feeding and heating. Munter's fans, LB White heaters, Lubing Cool Cells, Rotem and Maximus controllers, and so much more. Plus, they're offering 24/7 service and repair, because we know your birds can't wait. Whether you're updating, retrofitting, or starting fresh, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
We got a new title sponsor.
No.
That's great.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims Pride of DeQueen?
Yes.
The brand new title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air?
You got it.
We are proud to have them, man.
Yeah, we appreciate them much for doing this. They're the perfect fit for what we do.
Absolutely.
Our coverage area is their coverage area. They are community minded. They're involved with all kinds of sports and athletics and schools. Mm-hmm. And we just are so thankful and lucky that we got them to be our title sponsor.
A community relies on its main, you know, employer. And that's Pilgrim's Pride.
Well, and more than that, I would love to have a dollar for every piece of Pilgrim's chicken that I've ate at a fundraiser that they've donated.
Yes.
To
all kinds of organizations in our community.
Absolutely. They're always taking part in all the community events around here. They're very community minded. You know, we all know people that work there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's fantastic. It's a no brainer. It's perfect, you know, for what we do here. Without Pilgrims, you know, maybe there aren't as many teams. You know what I mean? Maybe there aren't as many
people. We wouldn't be here.
Yeah. As many people employed here and living here. And yeah, you know.
You're exactly right when you talk about that. And I just want to take a moment just to thank them for doing it. And we'll try to make you proud of us.
That's exactly right.
You might be asking the question, who is Pilgrims? Who is Pilgrims?
You might be if you're listening from halfway across the country.
Or you haven't been paying
much
attention.
This is for you, Randy.
Yeah. If you're in Virginia, here's who Pilgrims is.
Aren't those the guys that wear the buckle on their hats and they brought turkeys over or something? Yeah. No, they are the leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. And we all know Pilgrims Chicken is fantastic, but let's talk about what they might do for the community. And the biggest thing they do for the community is employ the community. And if you want to, you can find jobs working for Pilgrim's Pride in their hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, sales and marketing, human resources, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, accounting and finance, professional opportunities out the yin yang. There's a job for everybody there. When I first moved here, I considered working there, but I didn't think I'd be very good on a production line. You know me, Greg. I don't work very hard.
I think that was a good call.
Yeah. So I thought maybe I could make my way into an office and do no work in there. They said, no, we need people who want to work.
Like George, have his corner office.
That's right. That's right. If I just
with your own restroom.
Yeah. Just click open my briefcase and pull out my crackers.
Get your little scooter, go back and forth.
That's right.
But you know what? And one of the things, and you may get to this.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just think not only do they offer all those jobs? Think about all the people that are growing chickens for them.
Oh, man.
You know how many chicken houses, poultry houses, everywhere you go, you see them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's the main point.
They're always looking for good people, too. They spend a lot of advertising dollars in search of good people to come and work for them. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine our community without them.
Yeah, that's not even to mention the poultry raisers. You're 100% right, Greg, how many chicken houses we have around here. But when it comes to their employment, they want people. They want the best people. They offer incredible pay, incredible benefits, incredible bonuses and hourly rates and then the amount of different sign-on bonuses and
show-up bonuses
and if your attendance is great, you get more money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really fantastic. They're not going anywhere. They're kind of a lifeblood in our community here, and we're so excited to have them on the Southwest Arkansas Sports page.
I believe our particular plan is one of their most productive.
Yeah. They're all over our footprint.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, they got plants in Nashville. They got a feed mill out, you know, in north of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a hatchery over there.
Yep.
They've got, you know, the plant here. They're just all over the place.
Yeah, and if you are looking to join a place where, hey, man, you want to climb up the ladder, this is a great place to do that. Here, let's talk about the benefits for a quick moment. They offer 401k. They offer paid time off and holidays. They offer their Better Futures free community college program. Go to their website to learn more about that. Insurance, growth, and learning. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development program offerings, online learning, and ad hoc courses that'll shoot you to the very top. Mm-hmm. You can really get to a solidified place in Pilgrim's Pride of the Queen. If you have some excellence in you, consider joining their team.
And now we're going to take a minute to talk about the MENA Bearcats. MENA Bearcats start their season at home against the Dequeen Leopards in the, if I believe I remember what Jay Bunyard said, the 89th meeting over 112 years. You know, they started out by taking a train, the KCS train, from Dequeen to MENA and playing right beside the train tracks up there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean,
you know how the train tracks go right along the road? They were playing right there. because there wasn't a road.
Imagine riding a train to a football game.
Yeah. You know, that happened for a long time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not many roads going, up through there. You either did that or you did like they did at SAU and you rode the mules out to catch the train. Yeah, that's why they're the mule riders. But going back to Mena real quickly, I'm sorry. They're hosting DeQueen and
they're a team kind of on the uptick.
Mm-hmm.
10-2 last year, went a couple rounds into the playoffs, and while they did lose some players, they've got I'll tell you, Max Rocha sticks out to me as he was an animal last year on the line. Of course, they've got Ryder House, Hunter McClure, Tripp Hensley, so still a lot of talent, even though Mena did graduate a few players from last year.
Mm.
And Mena always plays very well at home. I would be interested to know the last time the Leopards won up there, but Mena seems to always play well at their place. They have a very good crowd. I enjoy their band.
They do have a good band.
They do have a good band. So I need someone from Mena to explain the Army fight song to me, because they play their fight song is the Army fight song.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody while I'm up there Friday can come over and enlighten me.
They probably will.
There'll be
something.
I don't
know if it'll be about that, but they'll enlighten you about something.
They'll enlighten you.
but you know, that's the thing about, you know, you look at a couple of years ago when we went up there, extremely hot. And Leopards played really well and, you know, scored right at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Had an onside kick. Did not take advantage of that turnover.
That seemed where the game changed.
Yeah, and the game just switched right there, and the Mena team just took over. And you know, that's one of the things that Mena's so good at is, you know, you think we should be in better shape. Because I know it's hotter down here than it is up there, although it wasn't then. But
it wasn't that day.
at least not inside that press box on the visitor side. But anyway, there was a, you know, they're so good at adapting and changing and doing what they do. Coach Bentley, you know, he's going to show so many different things that I don't know how you prepare for all of it.
Well, and especially with the Leopards young secondary, and I really believe how the Leopards young secondary plays will be one of the big keys to the ball game, because you're right, Craig Bentley is going to show the Leopards a bunch of looks.
Yeah, and you know, their defense is just, you know, experienced would be a great word to use.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at their D-line, they got three starters back. They got four seniors returning as linebackers, excuse me. And then seasoned, they use the word seasoned. That's not quite as good as defensive stud. But season's a pretty good word for quarterbacks. That means you've been through the
Bearcats didn't allow a touchdown to week three last year. So I'm telling you, their defense is stiff and should be a good ball game, a good rivalry game, one of the longest rivalries in Arkansas.
Yep, and good, looking forward to it.
All right, I'm here with Coach Craig Bentley, the Mena Bearcats. Coach, I don't know exactly how long DeQueen and Mena have been playing, but it has been a long time. I think it's getting near 100 years. So a great rivalry game.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Definitely a game that's very important to both schools and both communities. As you were kind of saying that, I'm sitting in my office and I've got a few – my grandpa is kind of the town historian here, so he has me some old newspapers and whatnot. And I've got a newspaper deal from 1952, and it looks like Mena and DeQueen used to play the last game of the year around Thanksgiving. So,
right.
You know, that's always been a big game. And, you know, old conference foes in a time past. And, again, just a game that, you know, both schools and communities and kids kind of look forward to every year is knowing how they're going to open up their seasons.
Well, it makes sense. Two schools about an hour apart. A lot of similarities between DeQueen and Mena communities. I think it's a good game for both teams. Always seems to be a great gate wherever the game is played.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to, you know, the crowd's going to come either, you know, whether it's at DeQuain or at Mena or whatever. I mean, it's going to be a great crowd. It, you know, I think it's kind of special. It's the first game of the year, right? So everybody's always excited. And by that time, they're ready for football season to be here. And everybody's excitements and hopes are up for the season. So it's a really good time to play that game, too. Of course, with the history behind it between the schools and then with it being the first game of the year, you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, Coach, tell me a little bit about the Bearcats, how your scrimmage went, and how the offseason's gone.
Well, you know, we had a great offseason, a great summer. You know, we had a great year last year and graduated a big group of seniors. We returned quite a bit on defense, lose a few guys in some key spots, and having to replace quite a bit on offensive skill. But we have 16 seniors coming back, and a lot of those guys have played a lot of football for us. And you know, we're not replacing, you know, what we're having to replace on offense with the guys with guys who hadn't played under the Friday Night Lights. We're just asking them to do a little bit more than what they've done before. So, you know, we're excited about what we have and what we can do there. You know, our scrimmage, not going to mince words. You know, we were a little disappointed in it. You know, we played a really, really good Mansfield team who, you know, I think is one of the top teams in 3A. But, you know,
they are on a good run right now.
Oh yeah, and they're well coached and well prepared and do a lot of good things. And so, you know, it wasn't a bad night per se, but it was a lot of moments where we wish we could have back. But it was good in the way that it allowed us to see what we can do, what we can't do. You know, where we may need to, you know, do things a little bit differently in all phases of the game as far as putting the kids in position to make plays and whatnot. So, you know, I'd rather see that there. I'm glad we scrimmaged a team like that, that is able to kind of show us where we truly are, not somebody who kind of gives us false hope or kind of gives us, you know, put some wool over our eyes on what we're at. But we're ready to kick off the season. We're, again, we have a, you know, again, we graduate a large class, but we bring a large class back. So we're hoping that kind of bounces back. We have full faith in those seniors that they're going to be able to get it done for us.
Well, both Mena and DeQuain had great junior high seasons last year. So two good programs kind of feeding the varsity. How many sophomores off that Mena Bearcat junior team have you got playing?
So our sophomores, we don't have a ton of sophomores playing. They, you know, that mix of our junior high group last year was a lot of eighth graders as well too.
Wow.
So those eighth graders are now ninth graders, and those sophomores are going to be some good players for us. But we're and I say thankfully, because you know the old saying is, the you know, you mark down a loss for every sophomore that's starting.
Wow.
so we're not in that position to where we're having to play a ton of sophomores at this point. We are excited about our sophomore class because, again, they've learned how to win in our junior high and done a good job and had some good years. But right now we're not having to play. And I say that thankfully, because that means we got some juniors and seniors stepping up to step into those roles too.
But last year you guys came to Leopard Stadium pretty much played really, really well and was in control of the football game. DeQuain seemed to get better as the year went on, but what kind of game do you anticipate this year?
I mean, it's always, I mean, you know, like I said, we, you know, a couple of years ago, we are, you know, last year we were able to, you know, kind of get out in front and have a good game for us. But 2 years ago, we had to win, you know, on a game-winning field goal as time expired. You know, in a couple of years before that, we, you know, it was a real big back and forth game. And so Coach Bell does a great job over there. I got a lot of respect for him, and I think he's the perfect guy for that job over there, and gets those kids to believe. And, you know, he's not one to make excuses. You know, I've heard, you know, some different people make excuses of this and that, but Coach Bell always just, you can tell he loves to be there and works hard and is just trying to do, you know, find the best way to help them win. And so I have a lot of respect for him and how he handles himself in that job, and he'll have them ready to play a good size. They're always going to have good size. They're going to play physical. They play option football, and that's something that we struggled with in our scrimmage a little bit. So we've got to, you know, clean that up a little bit, but it'll be a good game. Like I said, it's first game of the year for both squads and both communities and both towns. So, man, everybody's fired up and undefeated and going into week zero. So it'll be a good game for sure.
Yeah, last year's game was kind of uncharacteristic. You go back and look at the scores, and Mena has won a few in a row, but it seems like DeQuain and Mena always play good football games.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, I'm from MENA, so, you know, when I was in high school, we were in the same conference, and it was always kind of a back-and-forth game. And, you know, they kind of trade off year to year. Sometimes the Queen runs a series of wins off in a number of years. You know, like I said, we've won the last, you know, several. But, you know, that's just kind of how it goes in small-town community, you know, rivalries like that. So, you know, again, you better be on your toes because you never know when that can flip back.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking some time with me today, building on a 10-win season, and wish you the best.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Let's talk about one of our returning sponsors, and that is DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. They've actually sponsored the podcast since day one. DeQueen Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. You can give them a call at 870-642-8387.
Bets.
And that will get you a place to schedule your appointments at and talk any information that you need. They've helped me out tremendously in the past, as well as you guys as well.
Well, you know? I can tell you, just in the last month, mm-hmm. We lost our Daisy, mm-hmm. and we took her to Dr. Martin. I've just never met a more compassionate man about you know, it's a hard situation. I mean, anybody that's lost a pet knows how hard that is, and it's never easy, but they made it as easy as it possibly could be.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took care of Daisy. We had her cremated. They gave us her ashes. It was all done in a couple of days, and they are just, I can't say enough good things about Dr. Martin.
Yeah.
And you know, this week, mm-hmm. Ollie's been out there. He's out there right now as we record this.
He's been out there twice.
Yeah. And they're taking care of him, and we trust him implicitly and all his staff to do everything they can to keep all our animals.
Yep.
Big ones, small ones.
Yeah.
Intermediate ones.
I recently got a new pup and got Parvo and had to take him over there, and they were able to keep him overnight and get him back to where he needed to be. Saved his life, you know, and he's still rolling strong. So big thanks and a big shout out to DeQueen Animal Hospital. Also, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, if you're in Little River County, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, you can call them at 870-898-5181 and schedule your appointment with them today. And definitely check them out on Facebook at DeQueen Animal Hospital. / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. So happy to have them returning back for season 3 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. They're great folks, great community people, and they offer amazing services here in Southwest Arkansas for all your veterinary needs. Give them a call and schedule your appointment today. It's DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic.
It's time for the Dirk's Outlaws now, Tony, and they're going to go to Falk.
Not an easy place to play.
No, they're playing the Monsters.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
For sure.
They're actually the Panthers.
They are. Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of Panthers. There's no Monsters.
No.
Yeah, they need to change the name.
That'd be great.
I think I'm going to have an email going out today.
Yeah. Well, sooner or later, there'll be some call for all animals, you know, because that's not treating Panthers fairly. So maybe they go with Monsters. Yeah.
So they could have me as a mascot, be the fighting fat guys.
The Falk fighting
the fat fighting guys. The fighting fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falk won this game 21-0 last year at Derrick's. And talking to Coach Ernest earlier, Outlaws played really well in their scrimmage versus Centerpoint. Centerpoint's usually a team that's ready to play, mm-hmm. and Outlaws played pretty well. But Falk is a very physical team. They're not only they play good football down there, but they're also very physical under Coach Jerry Littleton. They were 7-4 last year, went around into the playoffs. So Outlaws will have their hands full.
Yeah, they're going to have their hands full. But man, I tell you what, it'd be a great problem to have two quarterbacks to pick from. You know, both Peyton Beckman and McLean Smith did an excellent job in the scrimmage. You know, and if am I right? Do I remember right? Did McLean throw a pass to Beckman?
Yes.
And a touchdown pass,
exactly.
Right? So now you got them doing that.
These young men are athletes.
Yeah, they are
athletes. Yeah. When you can throw and catch touchdown passes, you're an athlete.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I wouldn't know how that feels.
That's where
you
sure.
can throw one to yourself.
Bugs Bunny football.
Yeah.
Usually it happens when somebody hits it back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now in the pros, they try to knock it down because they don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you get hurt. But you know, Dirk's going to foul. Going to be a tough game.
Go get him, man.
Yeah, go Outlaws.
I'm on the phone with Coach Paul Ernest of the Dirk's Outlaws. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
We are doing really well on vacation this week, but on our way home. So it's been a really good week. Coach, tell me a little bit about your scrimmage.
Yeah, we scrimmaged the Center Point Knights, the 3A school. I think they've got about a 10-year playoff run going here. And always a good team. It's a good place to measure yourself coming out of the summer. And felt like our kids played really well. Felt like they competed hard. And we ended up coming out on top on the scoreboard, but I don't know how much you can put into that
right,
with ones and twos and threes rotated in. But I was happy to see us do some things well and happy to be able to identify some things that we need to work on.
Gain a little confidence as well.
Yeah, we did. We gained a little confidence with some younger kids. They're going to play big roles. Felt like we made some mistakes early. Our starting quarterback in the game, Peyton Beckman, is senior quarterback. He had a couple drops happen early in the game that probably would have led to a couple more touchdowns. And then we had our one bad snap of the game was when he was in there. So we ended up not scoring any points with him at quarterback. And then we got our sophomore quarterback who we know as a player, McLean Smith. I mean, he was Mr. All World in junior high last year, led that team to undefeated record in conference championship. And he's doing a great job at quarterback right now, also playing some wide receiver. But he came out and ran for a touchdown at quarterback and then threw a touchdown there in the last bit of the game to Connor Bailey, a senior that, you know, we're just glad that he's out there and glad that he has picked it up. He's not played football much in his life, but he's doing a great job. And he got to catch the go-ahead touchdown from McLean there at the end. And, you know, we got to celebrate a little bit, but there was a lot of problems went on in that game. And we'll get them fixed, get them addressed, and get ready for Falc.
If they're all fixable, then that's a pretty good thing, too.
Well, you know, that's a good point. There's a lot of things that we're doing that you know, you look at it and you go, well, that's not fixable. Well, if it's not fixable, why are we doing it? So I've fallen into that a little bit. You know, sometimes I'll ask a kid that weighs 190 pounds to block the kid that weighs 290, and I'm not real sure you can fix that. So as coaches, we also have to look at ourselves. We have to look at what we're doing, make sure what we're doing matches up with our personnel and their talent and ability level. And, you know, you can't hide behind it. You can't always say, you know, we just don't have kids. I mean, they've got to go, and you've got to find a way to make them go. So it's been fun.
Coach, it ain't going to get any easier with Falc this week. Another program who's on a pretty good run, plays pretty good football.
Yeah, you know, they're last year they hit us right in the daggum mouth, and we were bruised for about 2 weeks. They are physical, always physical. Coach Littleton down there does a tremendous job of getting those kids into his scheme and to execute. And he also one of those guys that does a great job of year to year eliminating and adding based on what his kids can and can't do. And that always, resonates on film. And, you know, the biggest thing about it is you're going down there. You know, it's going to be a great environment. They usually have, especially early in the year, got a great, great fan base that's into it and loud, and then we have our fan base and they're into it and loud, and it's always a great game, great fireworks, and and it'll be a great opportunity for us to measure how much we've improved.
All right, well, it sounds exciting. I really appreciate you spending some time with me on the phone, Coach, and look forward to an Outlaw win and us talking next week.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much. Anything we can do to showcase and highlight the game of football, and in particular our Dirk's Outlaws, I'm always willing to do whatever you need. So I appreciate it very much. Love what you guys do, and go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws. Appreciate you, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk about UA Cossetot, which is a returning big sponsor for us on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. They joined us last season, and we're so glad to have them returning for season 3 of this podcast. You can go to cccua.edu and learn everything about their programs of study, how to apply and enroll, how to actually pay for college, what student life is like with UA Cossetot, and some of the community and workforce programs they have going on. Check out their professional welding instruction today. Mm-hmm. I'm talking MIG, TIG, and everything in between. You can get all of that there. You can also, their cybersecurity. That's a new program that they're offering today. I think we heard a little bit about that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So programs of study on the cccua.edu page can let you know everything, including, like I said, how to pay for college, financial aid, and scholarships, disbursements and refunds, and financial aid forms. You can get it all online. Veteran affairs, again, scholarships, tuition fees, everything, meals and housing costs. You can find out everything you need from their high-quality website. And if you're a Colts fan, you can go to uacostatalkcolts.com. You can actually donate straight to the athletics department and find out everything you need to know about the UA Costatok Colts, including their shooting sports, their soccer, and their basketball, which isn't too far around the corner.
And coming up, cross country.
Cross country as well,
Greg. That's right.
Yeah.
We just hired Tony Soto.
That's right. That's right.
Cross country coach. And if you want to hear about their athletics programs, you can go back and listen to our episode 44.
That's right.
Of season two.
Yep. Because we talked to Stan Asumnu and, or is that the episode that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Hinman.
Justin Hinman.
Yep.
Excuse me.
And also, we had Patrick's interview with the shooting sports.
That's right. That's right. That didn't make it into the podcast, unfortunately.
Didn't?
No,
okay.
No. But we'll try and recover that. We weren't able to get that one dug up from the
It was too deeply buried.
It was way too deep buried into all the audio that we have in this database.
But anyway, they got all kinds of things going on. One thing we want to talk about real quickly about Costod is 50.
Yes.
They've been there for 50 years.
And
you don't stay somewhere 50 years by being stagnant.
That's right.
They are constantly changing, adapting to meet the needs of the community, the industry in this area, and doing whatever they can to just help this be a better place to live.
That's
right. We appreciate them so much. Some special giving opportunities with the 50th anniversary. The giving day that they usually have in November is going to be moved to September 6th. I believe there'll be more information on that, and we'll get that out in the next couple of weeks too.
That's right.
As it becomes closer, but just remember that 50 years in our area and getting better every day.
Absolutely amazing. Check them out online, uacostatokcolts.com or www.cccua.edu.
And now we're going to take a minute to talk about Costatok River. More history being made up there, Tony.
Absolutely. Man, I don't know. There needs to be, and I'm sure there is, a major effort being done to kind of record all these the coaches and young men and people who have been prominent in getting this program off the ground, because 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you're going to want to pay tribute to these people because they've done something remarkable, something that a lot of people would not have tackled, I think.
I know it's been, you know, it's been tough at times. Those kids have stuck it out, just played their hearts out, and you know, won a game. I know they won a game last year in junior high. Now they're moving up to senior high, and not only, you know, we kind of thought they were going to take a year as a JV team, but they're playing games that count.
Yes,
not you know, like, and this week they're going to Horatio.
Yeah, you know, Horatio, a team that we watched last year. Team that plays really, really hard, and that's one of the things that we've talked about with Coach Willis. Is he, you know, he's the guy that you squeeze a sponge and squeeze a sponge, you hand it to a guy at the end of the room, and he can still get water out of it. That's Coach Willis. He gets everything out of his kids, and I think Coach Barrett's kind of in the same mode. They played Foreman last week, you know, they've done some things. They made some mistakes that are correctable, and that's the kind of mistakes that if you're going to have mistakes, the correctable ones are the best. The ones you can't do anything about, that's what keeps you up at night. Expect Costatok to go to Horatio this week and play well.
Well, I'm with Coach Dakota Barrett of the Costatok River Eagles. And, Coach, you guys had a first last week.
Well, I tell you, we went down there and played a first high school game, Costatok River Eagle history. Man, I'd be lying to you if I told you we didn't get thumped. Foreman's going to be okay this year. They have Coach Baker's doing a tremendous job with them guys. They're fast. They're pretty stout on the line. I thought we moved the ball really well at some times. Just couldn't get it all pieced together. And you know how it is when turnovers start stacking up on offense, you get tired on defense. And I have 13 senior high kids. By the time we rolled midway second quarter, we were gassed. And
you're basically Foreman, playing Ironman football all the way around.
Yes, sir. Foreman put it on us, and I ain't got nothing other than that. We got nothing but respect for Coach Baker. And like I say, they beat us, and they did it the right way. And, you know, but we knocked that first one out of the way and go to Horatio this Friday.
Well, Coach, I'm sure there was some things you could take from the game and some things to learn and build from.
Absolutely. You know, we went back, we watched film. We're, you know, we're a block or two away. We're a guard getting his head on the right side a time or two away from a big gain or maybe even a score. And Chris Carterby's never played football, comes out as a senior for us. Kind of a gamer in basketball for me, can just kind of turn it on when he wants to. And he has made his way on the scene. He's going to be a very good football player. I wish I had a few more years with him. But lots of positives from him and several other people. Noah Brandon stepped in at quarterback for us, did a tremendous job. You know, pulling his hands out a little bit early, we fumbled one. Things like that, even though you don't like it as a coach, to be expected. When you throw a new quarterback in and in their first high school game.
But it's all correctable.
Absolutely. You know, we got back to the drawing board. We ran Wednesday. We watched film. We got back at it Thursday, Friday. We had a really good practice today. And, you know, whether I should or not, I don't know. But I got a group of guys that believe they're going to win Friday night, and I'll take that any day.
Oh, absolutely. That, I'll tell you what, that's a big part of the battle right there.
Absolutely. Man, keeping kids on their toes and keeping their head up, you know, it's easy to get down. We do travel our ninth grade with our senior high this year, just in case we have to move anybody up. We certainly don't want to do that. So for one, to make sure these games that we've scheduled, we're going to finish those games no matter what. But really, we're 13 men all the way around in senior high. Junior high played Foreman very well. I'd like to go back and play that game a few times over. We end up losing it 14 to 6. And we just could not, finish some plays off that we needed to, you know, a block or two away. I thought defensively we played really well. You know, we let them, they fumble it 10 yards deep. We let a kid pick it up and run it 20 yards to the house. Mm. Some still stopping a little bit before the whistle, you know, kids that just don't know that have never played. And it's aggravating, but at the same time, you understand it.
Well, and that is the one thing that everybody else has that you don't have is that, you know, the kids that have been playing football for years and years and years and the little things you learn by doing that.
Absolutely. Just angles and peewees. You know, a lot of people take peewees for granted. And yes, you can have a kid that has not played until their ninth, 10th grade year that can come in and be a good football player. But that's because they're in the mix with kids that have. So they instantly, you know, they're the odd duck out and they pick up on those little things that everyone else already knows. And we just don't have that yet. And we've got to get peewees going. That's kind of our next step for next year. But I've got 32 kids on junior high.
That is awesome. I'm going to tell you what, I know some days it probably doesn't feel like it, but if you would ever stop and turn around and just see how far your football program has come in such a short time, it's very impressive.
You know, I tell you, I feel like we fight tooth and nail for everything we got sometimes, but we got really good admin at Costock River. We've got some of the best teachers that support us. We got a lot of ag kids showing this week. You know, our ag program supports us, our board supports us. And as long as we got that, we're going to prosper over here. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like in the Bible in Genesis, you know, he created everything before he created us and gave us everything we need before we get here. And, you know, we're kind of going at it backwards. We're here and now trying to get everything we need, but I believe we're going to come through it.
Well, Coach, I love your attitude, man. So what's up for Eagle football this week?
Man, we go to Horatio Thursday night and Friday night. Thursday night, last year, We played them twice in a regular Thursday night game. We lost 1-1-1, both by a touchdown. I'm packing up Thursday night. I'm heading. I want to go win Thursday night, you know. And Friday night, I'm not going to tell you that Coach Willis hasn't done a great job with them, because he has. And he's got his kids believing. They believe they're going to go have a great season. And I hope they do, all except Friday night. I'd like to beat them Friday.
I get to talk to Coach Willis quite a bit, and I'm telling you, he's quite a guy. He's a football coach, but he's a good man too, and he's mentoring some men.
Man, I tell you, he's when I talk about changing the program, you know, some wins will come with that, but I could care less about that in the grand scheme of things. He's turning young boys into men over there. And me and Coach Willis got some of the same roots back in Mount Ida, and I think a lot of him. And he's been tremendous for our program. You know, he's one of them coaches we talk about. You know, Costock River, what do you need? I'm here to help. And that goes a long ways in my book.
Well, and I, you know, for the most part, I think a lot of coaches in the area have extended you guys a hand and an olive branch. And man, it's just exciting to see another football program in Southwest Arkansas.
Man, you know, with all the schools that have gone eight man and all the schools that are trimming down, I didn't know what this would look like for us in year three, but it looks like football's here to stay, and that excites me. And you know, our surrounding coaches have helped me with that, and that's really what the coaching network is. It's just a bunch of guys that love the game and want to give the opportunity to other kids.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking some time with me this week. I'm kind of on both sides of that thing, because we cover the lines too, but I hope you all play really well Thursday and Friday.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm always pulling for them, just not Thursday and Friday.
Coach, you take care. Have a great week.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Tony, now it's time to talk about the game of the week. The game of the week is brought to us by Dequeen Motorsports. We appreciate Freddie so much out at west of Dequeen on Highway 70.
I still love my lawnmower, Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I don't know anybody that doesn't love their lawnmower.
Yeah.
So Freddie's a great guy. He can fix whatever you need fixed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got lawnmower problems, you got weed eater problems, you got motorcycle problems.
Yeah.
He takes care of it.
Absolutely.
And if you need to see the hay baler he's got too. It's an interesting thing. He's an interesting guy. He's got all kinds of things. But, man, we really appreciate
Fred. You just enjoy going there and talking to him.
Yeah. I can talk to him about grass for an hour.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. How interested are you by hay balers?
Me, not super interested. Now,
someone out there.
Bad boy lawnmowers, very interested.
Yeah, that's right.
This hay baler, is you would be interested in seeing it.
Oh, could you bale a guy up in it and you wouldn't know?
No, or? No. It bales little bitty bales. He walks behind it.
Oh, that's right.
And bales it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only in the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But Dequeen Motorsports, been a great sponsor for the game of the week. And,
absolutely.
And continue to do so. We appreciate them doing that so much. And the game of the week is going to be?
Dequeen at Mena.
Mm.
Leopards at Bearcats for the 184th time or whatever.
Yeah. 89th, actually.
Okay. And big rivalry. I feel like it's a big game for both teams. Mena looking to start quick after winning 10 games last year. Leopards probably would like to put a cap on what is probably, I don't know, 7-8 game losing streak to Mena, mm-hmm. Something like that. So, big game.
It's been a while, and looking forward to that game. That's the Dequeen Motorsports game of the week, Dequeen Leopards at the Mena Bearcats.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about all the sponsors that we'll be doing from
next. Man, we appreciate next them so much.
Yeah. Next episode, we'll start giving away awards for all the different teams and players and all that, but we have nobody to give it to this week. So let's just hear who's on our sponsor list this
year.
Well,
you got Jeff Wood Shelter Insurance. You've got the Domtar.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Horatio State Bank. Toad Thumper Lures.
Todd Moore Shelter Insurance
Todd
as
Moore
well.
Shelter Insurance in Dirks. The Union Bank of Mena, Loveless Refrigeration, and Mud Creek Designs. All great sponsors for us here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
We appreciate all of them, and the awards that they give out and all of that is excellent. It's all for the kids overall, everything. So, you know, sponsoring, say, the Dequeen Player of the Week or the Nashville Player of the Week and all that, plus Offensive Player of the Week, Defensive Player of the Week, and the overall best player in the area for that week. We'll be giving away all those awards starting next week.
Eight football teams, that's a pretty coveted award now. I mean,
no kidding.
Be the name, the best, the player. We call it the player of the area. But
player of the area.
From eight teams, that's high cotton.
Yeah,
it really is. Looking forward to doing that, too. Appreciate our sponsors so much. We couldn't do it without you. All right, Tony, first regular season week in the books. Looking forward to Friday night, see how everything pans out. And we'll be back next week with a recap of this week's games and previewing the next week's games. And can't wait to do that. As always, we thank our listeners so much for listening. We appreciate all of them. We appreciate everybody that sponsors this. We couldn't do it without them. But most of all, we appreciate the players for letting us talk about them. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.